A teenage boy is being held in a cell at the Leon County Jail, and he's overcome with emotion. More than 20,000 young people are admitted to detention centers every year in Florida as they await court appearances or serve sentences. But this time, the scene is just pretend.
Cut.
It's a film shoot for the movie called Choices, being produced by young people from the Palmer Monroe Teen Center. Teenagers are writing, editing, acting in, and composing and performing original songs for the 20-minute film. 17-year-old Zach Jones did the voiceover for the Choices promo, which went something like this.
This summer, they're making a movie. A movie about music. A movie about choices.
And stuff like that.
The movie is based on one of the writer's own experiences, choosing between college and a rap career. The center's Glenn Hutchinson says the film will get a big premiere later this month.
Yeah, we just want to give them the whole experience because majority of them never have the opportunity to get outside of Tallahassee, let alone California, for a red carpet event. So we're just going to bring it to them and show them how it feels to be a superstar, at least for the day.
At a city commission meeting in June, Commissioner Gil Ziffer said the city's investment in the center of $150,000 is public money well spent.
The dollars that we're putting into this teen center are paying huge dividends.
Specifically, Ziffer applauds the center's new program for juvenile criminal offenders called Community Connections. Ziffer says the program is so effective that in the 2 years since it replaced its predecessor, called Restorative Justice, the percent of teens who go through the programs and then reoffend has gone down from around 35% to just 10%. It's funded by a grant from the State Department of Juvenile Justice. A group of about 15 teens are at the center for the first session in the 12-week Community Connections program. Their leader starts with a journal writing exercise on a theme.
Who am I and who do I want to become?
Over the course of the twice-weekly program, the teens will plan how to achieve their goals. They perform community service projects and learn how to get dressed for interviews. And program staff visit their schools and homes to check on their progress. Palmer Monroe Teen Center Director Tamika Smith says the program's life lessons are valuable for all teens, not just juvenile offenders.
If every parent sat in on one session, they'd say, oh, I want my child to be in that program.
Parents can actually sign up their teens for Community Connections voluntarily. The rest of them end up here either by a court order meant to divert them from detention centers or as a condition of their probation. Community Connections Director Rick Davison says he's excited that the newest group of teens is very diverse.
Coming from some very high social economic incomes to some very challenging incomes. And so we're going to bring those two groups together, and by the end, we're hoping that they're homogenous, that they all understand that they've got more things in common than they do different.
Davison says often the teens come for Community Connections and end up staying at the center for hours to play basketball, use the computers, or make music and movies. And Choices, the center's first ever movie, makes its debut on August 25th. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.